Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Hey, hey! Bidding farewell to a Monday, heading into a Tuesday. It'll be terrific, no doubt. Or in the case of Jason Kelce, maybe a tearful Tuesday. We've got some wrap-up from the Combine, QB style, of course, but that's not it. Did you hear the crazy story about Braylon Edwards stepping in as a Good Samaritan? And also from the NBA, why one player missed the opening tip of a very important game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Please find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page named after the show. We promise a brand new YouTube video sometime between now and March Madness, which, by the way, you've also got the legal tampering period in the NFL and the start of free agency between now and Selection Sunday and March Madness. So it will absolutely be anything other than a mundane March. We know that March is kind of the start of the hectic spring in sports. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Nearly 2 years to the day that the Broncos acquired Russell Wilson, Russ and Denver going separate ways. Now, according to Russ, who spoke just last week to the I Am Athlete podcast and Brandon Marshall, his career is far from over.
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through, whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else. I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. You know, I love the city and everything else. But, you know, you also want to be a place that wants you too. So the thing that I want to do is win, man. That's all I care about.
That's all I care about, although we know it will not be in Denver. We're pleased to welcome our friend Brandon Kristol, former colleague of ours, was with us here at the inception of CBS Sports Radio, is now with KOA Colorado in Denver as a Broncos insider. I am really intrigued by this, the decision the Broncos made to eat a bunch of money. But exactly how much money are they losing on this Russell Wilson experiment, Brandon?
Well, best I can tell, real money is $39 million. That's all that's left from the bonus that was given with the extension. And so even though the extension never kicked in, I think it's only $39 million. And so if a team signs Russ this year, and let's call it Steelers, Falcons, whomever, they can pay him the league minimum, which is $1.2 million, and then subtract that from $39 million, I guess. And that's what the Broncos are writing a check for to Russ. The dead cap money isn't money that they're paying Russ at either.
Right.
It's money that's already paid or, you know, throughout the life of the deal that obviously has now ended. But I think in real cash, I believe that's all that's owed to him. And I assume that the second they cut him, they just write him that check, or it probably gets direct deposited, I suppose, and that's about it.
Can you imagine?
I don't believe they owe him any more cash after that.
Why is it worth it to the Broncos to take the dead money hit, the money that's going to count against their cap? Why is it worth it for them to make the move anyway?
Last week I was at the Combine all week long, right, and talked to everybody I could from the Broncos. And, of course, I see those people throughout the season, but the conversations are often different. And certainly at the Combine, they're going to let their hair down a little bit more, so to speak, right? And so you get these different perspectives, but you come back to they all have varying criticisms of the limited ability for Russ to run the offense the way they wanted to, and would cite different examples of different games where basically things were left out on the field, right? And as big as that win was over the Chiefs and snapping that losing streak over so many years, they left a lot of points on the field, and the defense needed 5 turnovers in that game to give them a chance. But they think that they could have scored, you know, 35 or 40 points, but just that Russ wasn't necessarily executing it the way they wanted, couldn't process it fast enough. And so Sean Payton took a page, I think, out of Pete Carroll and his play callers' books as best he could, was defense, let's try to run the ball, and then let Russ make some plays when we really need him to, because that's when he's at his best. But I think they just couldn't go another season having to hold his hand, if you will, and not open up the entire game plan. And so every, you know, I did this thing, and you can find it on my social media at BK Denver Sports, where I just asked a single question to any national person I could, you know, Charles Davis, Solomon Wilcots, 10, 12 people, Albert Breer. But Chris Sims gave me the best answer. He said, you don't have Sean Payton to run the 9 plays that they ran. You have Sean Payton to run 9 million plays and to be as creative as he is, as an innovator and all that. Now I'm paraphrasing, but so Chris gave me that great answer that's why you have Sean Payton, to unlock the full playbook and try to fool defenses, not to just try to beat them at something that's pretty straightforward and hope for the best.
Was there any point during this past season, once Payton took over, in which you thought this might actually work?
Well, it certainly seemed shaky from the beginning, right? From the comments that Sean made at the Super Bowl to me and a couple other reporters last year when he was making his media rounds on Radio Row, and then he followed him up at the Combine talking about all the organization allowed Russ to have in his first year and all of that. But the one thing he said was, if they were winning, then I wouldn't be here, but here we are, right? And so you're like, okay, well, he's taking away a lot of the comforts that Russ had in year one. Not that they were any benefit, I guess, when you look at the win-loss record. They only won 5 games that first year, and obviously Hackett got fired. But can Russ run all the stuff that Sean wants? Maybe not, right? He and Drew Brees might be similar in size. Drew's obviously an inch taller or so, but they're not the same kind of player. Drew's been a short pocket passer his whole life, and Russ has been a short, use your athleticism, move around passer, you know, to a very high level, Hall of Fame level likely. And so as you watch the season unfold and it's 1-5 to start, you're like, well, okay, does Russ even get through the year? But then they obviously have that run in the middle where the defense is playing great. I look at the Cleveland game here in Denver against a really good Browns team with a really good defense where they neutralize Myles Garrett. I understand Cleveland was down to a rookie quarterback at that point, and they hadn't found Joe Flacco yet on the field. Joe was sitting on the bench in street clothes because he had just gotten there. But you're like, okay, that's a really good win. And they've beaten a Vikings team with some talent. And so you thought maybe it all comes together, and then it obviously, and they beat the Packers too, now that I think about it. It feels like smoke and mirrors. It had shades of the Tim Tebow 2011 magical run. You're like, their numbers, especially when you look at how many sacks he's taking, that kind of offsets the touchdown to interception ratio.
Brandon Cristal is with us from Denver, covers the Broncos for KOA Colorado. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. It feels so crazy to me that in the span of 2 years, just nothing, despite all of the thrill and the excitement and thinking that Russ was the last piece they needed to not just end the playoff drought, but get back to a Super Bowl.
Well, and there's so many long-suffering fan bases, right? But the Broncos aren't one of them. And they were lucky enough to get to a Super Bowl in 1977 after some lean years in the 60s and 70s, but it was trending up. And then they're able to acquire John Elway in 1983 and we know that run. And then a pretty good little run with Jake Plummer. There was excitement around Jake Culler, didn't last. But then the Tebow year that I mentioned, of course, Peyton Manning in 2015, Peyton Manning rides off into the sunset after that Super Bowl 50 win. And you think, okay, well, they'll at least be competitive, right? And they'll figure out the quarterback. Will it be Brock Osweiler? No. Okay, here's Paxton Lynch. Well, no, that didn't work. Oh, maybe they'll draft Josh Allen from right of the road. No, they instead grab Bradley Chubb. At that point, we were 6 years here in Denver of not seeing them in the playoffs. And I can remember exactly what happened because on that day, and it's just a few days from now, but March 8th, which it happens to be both Kenny Smith's birthday from TNT as well as my wedding anniversary. And so that morning, the news comes out, Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. And you think, oh, well, that's kind of the biggest reason that Nathaniel Hackett was brought here. Some people certainly thought that. I wasn't sure because you could feel Nathaniel's personality and how he kind of looked at things differently. He thought, okay, this could work. It's a stark contrast from Vic Fangio. So a few hours later, my wife and I are painting pottery because that's what you do. Pottery is the eighth wedding anniversary traditional gift. And my phone starts blowing up, and I'm like, well, my day is now different. And you're thinking, wow, Russell Wilson's coming here with Nathaniel Hackett. Going to run some of the stuff they ran with Rodgers, and sure, we'll see some bootleg and this West Coast stuff. It makes all the sense in the world. Okay, you couldn't get Rodgers. You're getting a younger guy who's maybe hungrier or whatever, but certainly with more gas in the tank. And you think, pair him with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and some nice pieces on defense, and you think, all right, this could be something. And then we know that it just hasn't worked. But it is crazy because Broncos fans are just thirsting for that quarterback, that cornerstone. And you thought 7-year deal for Russ makes a lot of sense. And and a new deal was part of the trade. He didn't waive his no-trade clause to not expect a new contract. And the new owners came in and I think just honored what was part of the trade, right? They don't want their first move to be the franchise quarterback being shut down on a new deal before he even takes a snap. We understand why they agreed to it, and I think a lot of people would have based on what we saw. 9 Pro Bowls, 8 playoff appearances, a couple Super Bowl appearances, obviously the win Super Bowl 48. But it is crazy to think how quickly, and really if you look at just year one, just how crazy it was from the jump where you're like, well, this isn't really working, going all the way to that loss in Seattle on opening night.
Right, no doubt. You just went through some of their QB history since Peyton Manning. It's a major reason why we've seen changes in the front office, why we've seen coaching changes. They still do not have a quarterback. So what now?
It's funny because, you know, I mentioned I talked to all these national media types, analysts, insiders, whatever, and more than one, and it feels like they're getting this from inside the building as well, we're high on Jarrett Stidham. And he started those last two games. He started a handful of games at the end of the season in both New England and in Vegas last year before he got here and started the two games in Denver. I like Jarrett Stidham, the person. And I got to interview him at the Senior Bowl when he's coming out of Auburn. And you're like, okay, he had a nice career at Auburn. Obviously started at Baylor. All I heard before I sat down to talk to him was, man, this guy's intangibles are off the charts. And it reminded me of what I would hear about Mark Sanchez, right? When Mark Sanchez was coming out, you heard if he's in a car with Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart and Matt Castle, these other USC pros, he's the one driving the car, right? That's who Mark Sanchez is, and we know he maybe just didn't have enough tangibles. And so with Stidham, certainly in the small sample size, not sure he has enough tangibles, but Sean Payton thinks that he can run his offense. If they rolled Jarrett Stidham out there on opening day, and it's because he beat Ryan Tannehill out or someone like that, and the rookie QB that's here is a mid-round pick, it's gonna really, I think, anger some Broncos fans who are now longer suffering than they've ever been or than they have been in 55 years with 8 straight seasons out of the playoffs. And so I think that Stidham is at the very best plan C. We'll see if they do try to go after a Gardner Minshew or even a Kirk Cousins. I don't think that they will because of where they are cap-wise, go after somebody much more than that, a reclamation project on Tannehill or maybe a Jacoby Brissett. But I'm not sure Jacoby Brissett excites fans either. Uh-oh. If they don't draft a rookie QB that we have to believe that they like, right, and even trading up just one spot to 11 with the Vikings to go get a guy that they, quote, love, that they can reach, and a lot of people think it'll be J.J. McCarthy if he's there. But if they don't have a rookie quarterback in this class, I think that if they start out slow, even with 90,000 people on the season ticket waiting list, we're going to start seeing empty seats at Empower Field at Mile High because they're just so disheartened by the lack of vision, I guess, if you will, or having their young quarterback that they just had, you know, really had since John Elway was young in his career.
It certainly does feel like it's been one big reclamation project after another, and they keep missing, even though they keep trying all kinds of different ways to not just improve the position, but find their next franchise guy.
You cross your fingers if you're a Broncos fan, and if it's not McCarthy, is it Bo Nix? Is it Michael Penix? And you can find, I'm sure, faults in all of those top six QBs, if not because of the year he had and the excitement, I guess, certainly the start of the year, but that Shedeur Sanders had right up the road in Boulder. You think, okay, how do you make sure that you've got one of the top picks next year to go out and try to draft Shedeur? But there's no way Sean Payton is going to be anywhere close to that, right? You would think that he's still going to find a way to win five or six games, let alone maybe even seven or eight like he did last year. If they don't love one of these rookie QBs, or if they can't get to the one they love, the idea of love the one you're with, and if that's Jarrett Stidham, then it feels like it'll be a miss. So I'll be fascinated to see, with the limited money they have, who in the veteran quarterback market they go after, because you got to think Baker Mayfield's going back to Tampa with the Mike Evans news. You got to think there's a way Mike Evans signs that deal if he doesn't know that Baker's definitely part of their plans next year. Then it goes back to Cousins. You're not trading for Justin Fields. If you're going to do that, you just keep Russell Wilson, right? And so I think that it's going to be really fascinating to see the way they go in the short term and or what are they willing to part with. And so that's why I keep an eye on not just a Jerry Jeudy trade or even a Cortland Sutton trade, but as much as I think it'll pain folks in Broncos country to see it, if they were to trade Justin Simmons for a second, third round pick, if they could get something, it's probably more like a third because he's, you know, now north of 30. He's been an all pro. He's led the team in the league in interceptions 1 year. And so I think that they need to acquire more assets so they have more ammunition to be able to move up if they need to, if there is somebody they love.
Brandon Cristall is with us from Denver. The big move by the Broncos, not a well-kept secret, but Russell Wilson on the way out after just 2 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. What else do the Broncos need with their limited draft picks or their limited cap space?
They need more help on the defensive line. They like these young linemen that they have that aren't playing, but they have to decide what they're doing with Garrett Bowles. I get the sense he doesn't want to play on his current contract. And if they decide just to cut him to save $16 million or whatever that number is, give or take, well, what's your plan there? Are you going to fire out a developmental kid? So you need a long-term solution at left tackle. You're locked into Mike McGlinchey, who's a great guy, a captain, and a really good run blocker and an average pass blocker. You're locked in with Ben Powers. They got to figure out center if they let Lloyd Cushenberry go, who had his best year as a pro. And then they can never have enough cornerback help. And if they move on from Simmons, then do they feel good about the young safeties they have? Perhaps. But they just kind of need depth in those spots. And if they do move on from Jeudy and Sutton, well, they need more wideout help to go with Marvin Mims Jr., who will be the, you know, featured guy returning. And they need tight end help. I think that if in a perfect world, if they had the veteran quarterback they like, they'd love to try to grab Brock Bowers at 12. But they don't have that right now.
How would you describe the attitude or the atmosphere, the outlook around the Broncos right now?
I think it depends on who you ask. I think fans are annoyed and disappointed. You know, Sean Payton doesn't feel that because he's only been here for a year.
True.
And he just kind of thinks of the idea of the Broncos, right? He's not living and dying with every loss. George Payton, this is the first time and now heading into his fourth year as a GM where he has the same head coach, right? He had Vic Fangio in year one. Then he hires Hackett in year two and Sean Payton in year three. So he has felt a little bit more than Sean has, but they don't, you know, share those same memories that the fans here do. So I think the fans are hopeful that they love one of these young quarterbacks in the draft and can go get them so they can buy the jersey and then obviously that it works out. Because beyond that, I think that to say cautious optimism is probably even too much to characterize the way the fan base is right now here in Broncos country. I think that they know they've got some interesting pieces in certain parts, and hopefully Javonte Williams is better in year two off the ACL, and they like the kid Jaleel McLaughlin, and I mentioned Marvin Mims Jr., and certainly Pat Surtain Jr., who's for a lot of people's money the best cornerback in football, even though he played hurt in the last four or five games and just toughed it out, and it showed, especially in that Patriots game on Christmas Eve. Fans here are at this point conditioned to be disappointed, which is not something they're used to, especially once Pat Bowlen bought the team in the early 80s. But that's where they are. And so with the expectations lowered, I suppose, then the only direction to go is up. I also get this sense, too, you know, mentioned being at the Combine. People around the league have much more faith in Sean Payton than folks here do. But that's because I think they understand the mechanics of the NFL better and what it takes to win and to sustain winning, which is something Sean did, where they won a lot of games and had really good offense. It helped having a Hall of Fame quarterback, no question. But that Sean Payton will get it figured out. And I'm not sure Broncos fans, I think they're just so reluctant to buy into anything at this point that they're not ready to jump in with both feet on Sean Payton. They want to see him prove it to them that he still has that genius in him.
Oh, how the perspective and the attitude has changed. Although it's been a long 8 years since Super Bowl 50. Lots of good content on Brandon's Twitter at BK Denver Sports covering this Broncos drama and Russell Wilson's departure. Like he covered Russell Wilson's arrival for KOA Colorado. We're always glad to have him with us here on the show. Brandon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy. Talk to you soon.
I didn't like it. Going back 2 years ago, I just didn't ever feel that same enthusiasm and excitement. The possibility that Russell Wilson was the missing piece, that's all they needed. It just felt too easy, quote unquote. I know they gave up a lot to get him for the Seahawks, but Pete Carroll was far too comfortable letting Russell Wilson go. It felt like the contract, which I understand Brandon's point, Russ wasn't going to waive his no trade clause to go to a place where he wasn't going to get paid. And so maybe the contract was a foregone conclusion, regardless of when it came. But the money that they gave him and sunk into him, plus the draft capital they gave up to get him, has severely hampered, and I would say handicapped, the franchise now moving forward for at least a couple more years. And then the biggest question is, what now? Jarrett Stidham competing with Ryan Tannehill. That sounds a lot like the Case Keenum experiment or the Mark Sanchez experiment or name any one of the quarterbacks they've tried. At this point, it feels like Drew Locke would be a better option, although he's happily in Seattle. Reminds me of what you're supposed to do with spaghetti when you're cooking it, according to my Italian grandma. Supposed to pick a strand of spaghetti out of the pot and throw it against the wall and hope that it sticks. Yeah, that's how you know it's done. Isn't that what the Broncos are doing? Just picking a piece of strand out of the boiling pot of water, throwing it against the wall and hoping something sticks. Yeah, that's not a strategy in the NFL. At least not a workable one. So what do they do? Well, yeah, it's easy to mention Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield, but both those guys appear to be happy where they are. And we do have an update from Tampa. So we'll get to that coming up. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. I've asked you this before, but now that it's for reals, yo, would you take Russell Wilson on your team? Also on our Facebook page. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. For CBS. It's After Hours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Down and goal. Bucks lead 3-0. Wanting to add to it after the Devin White interception. Godwin on the right edge. To the left is Evans. Dropping back to throw. Maybe throws a far side. Front ball. Mike Evans. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons. Bucks take a 9-0 lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Gene Deckerhoff, Tampa Bay Buccaneers play-by-play. And the reason we give you a Mike Evans touchdown, it happened. The 5-time Pro Bowler, the guy who's never had a season with fewer than 1,000 yards receiving, that Mike Evans, he is staying in Tampa. Of course he is. 2 years, $52 million, $35 mil guaranteed. That's according to his agent who broke the news. And Evans avoids going into free agency. And as much as he has meant to the Buccaneers, that's how much he wants to stay, right? He is a guy that is loyal to the Bucs and loves being with the Bucs. Did win a Super Bowl when Tom Brady was there and now has a Baker Mayfield, or did last season. I guess we can't jump the gun yet, but continues to be productive. And I like their relationship and the rapport that he and Baker were able to establish in their first season together. And with Todd Bowles, he's kind of settled the Buccaneers in. They've always had, not always, recently have had a great defense. Even going back, I guess, to their Super Bowl season prior to the one with Brady, they had a great defense too. And Bowles is, he's real good in that arena. Now they do have to replace their, or they did replace their offensive coordinator, hoping that Dave Canales, who's moved on to Carolina, and what he did with Baker and the receiving core can be replicated. Mayfield and Mike Evans have indicated they want to play together. And so now you've got the general manager focusing on the quarterback position, which is kind of interesting, right? That in this particular case, for this franchise, it's receiver first and then quarterback. That doesn't happen very often, unless it's just easier to do the receiver. But the priority here was to make sure that Mike Evans remained in the fold and did not hit free agency. Why? Well, because there'd be a dozen or more teams who would be interested in signing him, but he was motivated to stay. Never did hit free agency, and now the attention turns to Baker. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Too bad, so sad, NFL teams that wanted to add Mike Evans to the fold. But there are actually some really good receivers that are out there and theoretically available in free agency. Marco Belletti's in studio, and I have to tell you this really funny story. It has nothing to do with the NFL or free agency, but as I look at you wearing your Yankees hat, this dawned on me, and I'm glad you're in here. So I have a new idea for the radio show, and it came via a conversation with a student of mine at Syracuse. So he's a sophomore last year. He took the class that I offered, The Art of Radio. And he tells me that actually he came to shadow us one night during the summer, which was fun. He tells me that he's been yapping to everybody in Newhouse, which is the school that I went to at Syracuse, that they need to take my class. Awesome. He wanted me to listen to a couple of segments from his radio show where he does a profile, or I guess a rant, on the Yankees every week.
Okay.
So in order to try to get some answers about the Yankees, he decided that he would visit the Cameo account of Brian Cashman. Did you know Brian Cashman is on Cameo?
No.
And my student, who's pretty ingenious of this Syracuse student, he pays the $10 now on a regular basis and sends messages to Brian Cashman on Cameo in the hopes that he'll get a response. Believe it or not, Cashman has responded to him twice, which I guess he gets paid to do.
I was going
to
say, he can pay it, yeah.
But still, it made me think, if Brian Cashman can do it, why can't we? We should do it after hours Cameo account. Are you in?
Yeah.
I feel like lots of people would want to hear from Marco Belletti.
We're getting paid, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I can't imagine that Brian Cashman would do it for free. But also, why would Brian Cashman be establishing a Cameo account? Brian doesn't need the money.
No, last thing he needs is money.
And also, he can't be bored.
No. Look, I don't know.
Is this just to connect with the fans in a different way? Is it to be super cool? Wait, is Cameo cool?
I don't know.
I don't either. Let's Google it.
That part of it I'm unaware of. I don't know why you would do it, other than the fact of trying to, I don't know, have some sort of connection with fans. And this is kind of a measured way in a controlled environment because he has control over it. So maybe that's a good way for him to feel like he's connecting without actually having to truly connect. But I don't know why he would even take the time to do it.
I don't
know.
But
I'm not Brian Cashman.
Right. So he's actually responded to this college student who really wants to cover the Yankees when he graduates more than once. Okay, here's the deal. You can apply to join as talent. It can either be website or mobile app. You request personalized video messages from celebrities. Cameo, this is their pitch. Cameo connects fans with actors, athletes, musicians, performers, creators, social media influencers. None of that includes us. Maybe they won't let us on Cameo. How many followers do you need to be on Cameo? Uh-oh. Celebrities with more than 20,000 Instagram followers are eligible to set up an account with Cameo. Well, so much for that, because I don't have an Instagram account. I guess
I'm out.
Yeah, right. That doesn't
include me. Don't
have
one either.
How much does Cameo cost? Cameo prices range from $1 to as high as $15,000 for personal videos, depending upon the celebrity. Influencers set their own rates for a Cameo video appearance. Wow. Why are they so elitist? 200,000 followers on Instagram? Or did I say 20? No, 20. Sorry, 20,000 Instagram followers. I suppose that we could probably translate our Twitter and Facebook. We have 46,000 friends on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure that if you opened an account, you could get there. I don't know if you're asking me like why some of the people would do this stuff. I mean, some of the celebrities too, like you're a celebrity, people know you, but maybe you don't have a true regular source of income. And this is a good way to bring in a little bit extra. Look, we know a lot of actors. We know a lot of actresses from certain roles, certain movies, certain TV shows, and they're getting residuals from that, but they don't necessarily have any new stuff coming in. So this is just a new source of income. It's a new way to keep your face out there, to make a little extra money. Now, the Brian Cashmans of the world, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know. But, you know, I'm not Brian Cashman. Maybe
$200 to get a video from Brian Cashman.
Yeah.
Okay, so he paid $10 to get a text message.
That's to chat. Yeah, you could pay $10 to chat with him, or if you want him to send you a personal video, which you can't tell him. I guess you can tell him what to say.
If it's a birthday greeting or something along those lines.
$200.
$200?
At least that's going back to 2020. So Brian Cashman's been on Cameo for a while now.
And also, let's keep in mind, too, I mean, I don't know if you got it in front of you, Butch. I know Cashman's very, very involved in doing work for charitable, different donations and all that stuff. It wouldn't shock me
if he raised money.
It would not shock me.
I don't
me.
Have that info, but maybe.
But that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he's been, you've seen him every year. He does it every year around the holidays to help out. I believe it's for some sort of homeless charity. He actually sleeps in the streets of New York one night a year, every year. Every year. He's been doing it for at least a decade, where he sleeps outside in a sleeping bag every night. And it's predetermined on the date. So if it's -6, he's out there. It doesn't matter. Like, he is very, very good about a lot of the charities that he works for. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if he's taking that money and using it in that regard.
Cameo Direct is a way to send your favorite celeb a message whenever you want. You can let them know you love their new song or movie, ask a question, or show your appreciation. There's no guarantee you'll get a response. Here's my favorite line. Sorry, we do not offer refunds for unanswered DMs. But apparently the celeb, entertainer, or influencer gets 75% of the booking fee, 75% of that $200. The rest goes to Cameo, which isn't bad if you're charging $200, right? Well, you get $150 of it.
Again, you can make money off this. And sure. People, I'm sure, I don't really know exactly what you think you're going to get from a celebrity, even like a little bit of like, I understand if maybe you're just trying to, like you talked about your student. That makes sense. And he's trying to get his foot in the door and to get Brian Cashman to know who he is and all that kind of thing. I don't know if that's going to work, but it's smart. It's a good way to go about it. If you just want to know the celebrity's what? Dog's name? Like, what is this purpose? What serves for? But hey, everybody to each his own.
Listen to this. According to an October 22 study, so it's about a year and a half old, by betting.com, pro wrestling is the top sport on Cameo. Hall of Famer Mick Foley has the top spot as Cameo's highest earning athlete overall.
Now, see, that I wonder if it's like birthday stuff or wishes for people, because if anyone's going to give you a good cameo, it's going to be a professional wrestler, because that's what they do. I mean, that their work on the mic is what the reason why we all know who they are. So I could see that. I don't know. I could see that as a gift. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff and now all of a sudden
I wonder, do you get to keep it forever?
Goes to your phone, can they stop
you? So many people who've asked questions about Cameo. How long does a Cameo video last? 10 minutes. Oh, wait a minute. A Cameo live experience is a 10-minute live video call with a celebrity and up to 4 guests that you invite. Can you imagine how much that costs?
That's money.
So a Mick Foley, not live, just a regular Cameo video, looks like it's $125 per video. $125.
Oh, less than Brian Cashman.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe that's why he's so popular, because he's affordable.
Maybe. Right? Maybe. Interesting. All right, then. Well, we're not cool enough to be on Cameo. We're not well-known enough. I wonder how many people in the broadcast industry are on Cameo. I know a few athletes have done this. Remember, there have been a few football players. Didn't Antonio Brown do a Cameo account not that long ago, a few years ago?
I think he's talking to himself on Twitter now. So.
I don't think we need to do anything live with Antonio Brown. I think that's a mistake on a lot of levels.
Interesting. Who sets the prices? One more. It depends on the celeb. They have the ability to set their own Cameo price, which you'll see on their profile page. I got to do one more. Who was the first millionaire? James Buckley, the first Cameo millionaire. He's an actor and YouTuber, best known for his role as Jay Cartwright in the sitcom The Inbetweeners. A Cameo millionaire.
Wow.
He made $1 million+ on Cameo. Are we in the wrong business?
Well, I don't know that name. I don't know
James
that show.
Buckley.
I don't know. And
I've
all of that
show.
One thing James after another. Buckley. I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. And
okay,
I don't know what that
look
is.
Look at his picture.
No idea who that is. Not a clue.
Oh, my gosh. Last year, he became the first non-U.S. celebrity to make $1 million. He made £1 million. Well, $1 million, but
whatever.
Yeah.
That's the same.
It's even more.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The exchange rate is a little more.
The Inbetweeners.
I have no idea what that is.
Made him a millionaire. Never mind. Let's reconsider. Let's just shift over to Insta, take our followers over there, and see if we can become a Cameo millionaire. Wowzers. Well, It's at
Sean Payton's on Cameo.
Oh, of course he is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are. For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus in furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John moisture wicking underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
So international. Yeah. International. So international.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
In the last few months, we've gotten tweets from Australia, from Hong Kong, some of the military who are listening, which just blows my mind.
Hola, señorita Lawrence.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, ¿usted?
Muy bien. Kalani is listening in Hawaii.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha to you. I appreciate the phone call from Hawaii. Aloha. Merrick is in Norway?
Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. How are you?
I'm feeling well. I've heard about the radio, so I just went to the channel.
That's so neat. I'm not kidding. You're my first European caller ever.
Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
Get to some QB news. Wrapping up the combine, waiting to hear one of the top rumors making the rounds in Indianapolis. But peeps have departed Indy. Most peeps have departed Indy after, gosh, what has turned into a marquee event for the NFL. And I'm not sure we're that much closer to knowing anything. It's just a lot of buzz leading up to the draft that happens in late April. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You all may remember the name Braylon Edwards, former NFL wide receiver. He's now in his early 40s, and he works out at a Detroit YMCA where he stepped in to help save a man's life on Monday.
Basically walking to the locker room after working out, I hear some noise about four rows behind me. It's over arguing about music, someone playing some music too loud. So I'm not paying attention. It's none of my business. The noise escalates, then you can start to hear some pushing and shoving. I mean, you know what fighting sounds like. Start to hear some tussling, start to hear some fists. But then once I heard a thud, That's what got me up. That's what got me to turn around. And then I see the guy, I think he's reaching for a phone underneath the victim. He grabs the back of the victim's head by the hair, and he was about to slam it down on the counter. I grabbed him, subdued him.
Brilliant. If you hadn't stepped in at that critical moment, this man could be killed. He could have been killed.
I didn't know it was that serious. I mean, I knew he probably had, you know, serious concussions and things of that nature, but it wasn't until I talked to Detective Jacobs down in Farmington that he told me that if I didn't step in. But at the end of the day, I was just, that's what you do. People go to work out, they have a good time, they live 80 years, and this isn't how they expect for something to maybe take their life.
How about that? Former NFL player Braylon Edwards steps in when he hears an argument escalate at a Detroit YMCA. And I misspoke. It was Friday the incident happened. Monday is when authorities were speaking out about it. The police chief in Farmington Hills says, if it wasn't for that intervention, we could very easily be talking about someone's death. His name is Officer Jeff King. Get this. The 20-year-old who was about to slam the 80-year-old's head into the counter, that 20-year-old has been charged with attempted murder. That's how serious this was. And I'm so grateful to Braylon that he didn't mind his own business. Initially, wasn't going to get involved, thought they were just yapping about music. But saved him his life because he refused to keep to himself, mind his own business, and walk out. It was really cool. And actually, his adrenaline was pumping. He said that his life kind of flashed before his eyes in those moments.
My mom, my grandmother, my father, in that moment, when you come back home, these are the people you think about.
The police chief told the AP, Braylon absolutely saved that man's life. A vicious, senseless attack is what it's been labeled. And the attacker has appeared in court already, but is still in custody. Can't post bond. Many of you may know Edwards from his time at Michigan. And then some of you Browns fans, first round draft pick in Cleveland, going back to 2005. He was with both the Browns and the Jets during his tenure in the NFL. But yeah, I did the interview with Local 4 in Detroit, telling his side of the story. A good Samaritan in an extreme case. But man, so thankful he stepped in. Right now, the victim, an 80-year-old man, is listed in critical but stable condition. Good for you, Braylon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of Scrotus and Furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John Moisture Wicking Underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.